This is Sports is Fun on CITR 101.9. CITR. And welcome back to another exciting episode of Sports is Fun. I am Sean, and Ethan is sitting next to me, and we have a great show planned for you today.
We sure do.
Great show.
We got a friend of the show and local rapper, a.k.a. Palindrome Conda, live in the studio, pre-recorded in the studio. Other than that, it might not be that good of a show.
Well, let's start where the last show wasn't very good.
Today's episode is brought to you by bread.
Not milk?
No, last week was milk.
Oh.
Bread. Because meat just doesn't taste the same, not between it.
There you go.
Let's start it off. Same as usual, we have to apologize.
Yeah.
We made some errors.
I'd call them errors, honestly.
One of them for sure.
They were just tactical mishaps.
All right, so let's get it rolling here. What's the first one? That one's on you, so.
I said Oregon was playing Texas, and while they're both in the tournament, well, not anymore.
March Madness.
While they were both in the NCAA tournament, they weren't playing each other.
Yeah.
So, that's a mistake.
You have a good imagination. It's not a mistake.
Yeah, it was my dream matchup, that's all.
Yeah.
That was my sneak peek for the semifinals, but alas, both teams are out now, so I guess I'm sorry for that.
And we said UC Irvine, monstrous guy, 7'6", dude. We totally butchered his name. So his name is Mamadou Njai. And so, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Mammy.
We know that your name must just be the sweetest sound to you. And so, yeah. We're sorry. And it's time to talk about the week of sports.
Yeah,
sports is still fun.
It's been quite a sports world for the past week.
The big story of this week is you did storm the wall.
I did.
Tell us about it.
With the rapper Palindrome on my team.
Yeah, with our guest. So maybe we can get more in detail about it when he comes on, but
just a brief...
Did you make it up the wall?
Oh, I did.
Sweet.
Yeah, I did it with my friend AK, who's the rapper, and my younger sister, who's a freshman, and two of her friends.
Fresh woman. Yeah, please.
Indeed. safe to say we didn't have the most athletic team. My sister, she did the bike riding portion to do 9 laps. By the time she finished, all the Storm of the Wall people that were working, all the people that were working there were packing up. That's how long it took her.
Like, oh, you're still here.
Yeah. Like they put the tarp on the wall as soon as we got over it. Usually they give you like a photo op.
So you were dead last?
We were dead last, yeah.
How many people?
Let's not talk about it.
All right.
Maybe
more than two.
Maybe like there were like 10 groups and we were last.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be like 100.
Well, they stagger the times, right?
Because of people like you.
Yeah.
So we'll get,
we got over the wall.
We'll hear AK's thoughts.
Yeah.
We got about it later.
At the end of the day, we got over the wall.
Let's talk about the less publicized sports of the world. NBA.
Bouncy ball.
National Bounces Association.
Aggregate.
Aggregate. Yeah.
What do you think the average NBA BPM is?
Probably in any given hour.
Gotta be over 5.
Probably 3. Yeah, over Amateurs under.
Get 5.
Yeah. But big story in the NBA this week. Steve Nash, Canadian legend, has died. His career has died. He is retired.
Yeah, that's sad.
It's sad, but it's like he had a very good career and a long one, so it's not particularly sad. It's more of a great job, you know.
Watching him and Dirk on the Mavericks as a kid is like what got me wanting to be good at basketball.
Great team. What is it? Michael Finley, Jason Terry.
Look at those awkward looking white guys balling out of control.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
that brought me to where I am.
Yeah, he played great ball.
He did. No, he's a
assist king. He really is a legend.
He's a Hall of Famer, no doubt. He won 2 MVPs.
Hands down, and almost a third.
He should have.
In a row. Hands down, the greatest Canadian person of all time.
Easily.
In the sports world. And still probably not. Greatest Canadian bouncy baller of all time.
He bounced that ball
his
hard.
His BPM was off the charts.
Insane BPM.
Yeah, he was a dish king. And now we go to a little less of a happy note for Canadian basketball. The Raptors are sort of in a bit of a free fall. They haven't beat a team over 500 since like late January.
Well, luckily they're
it's
in the
It's not good
East.
Heading into the playoffs. They still hold down like fourth right now.
They
just lost to the Bulls, but
who's
yeah.
fifth? Like they can only fall so far, so it doesn't really matter, honestly.
Yeah.
Like they I guess it sucks if they don't get a first round bye, but they're going to have to
first
beat,
round bye? You mean
not
you
bye,
mean
I
home?
I hope for the badge. Yeah, I'm sorry.
They still will, I think, cuz if you're fourth.
Yeah,
you
but
get.
If they keep falling, well, I'm going to look at the standings right now.
Who do you need to know? Also Kyle Lowry is now out, and he's arguably their best player.
Their point guard, right?
Yeah, their point guard, who's had an absolute breakout season. So, you know, they'll make the playoffs, and anything can happen in the playoffs. So, we just got to hope for the best.
Yeah, they're...
I think they can make it past...
They're only two games ahead of the fifth seed.
Who is that, the Wizards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if they play each other, I think we have a good chance. I think the Raptors have a good chance.
And they could still pass the Bulls.
One of the interesting things, I was watching them play the Pistons, which was an embarrassing game for them on a couple different measures, but... Near the end of the game where they sort of rallied back, the crowd was, like, dominated by Raptors fans, and the game was in Detroit. Does that say that the fans are great or that the Pistons fans are sad?
I mean, if you were a Pistons fan, you'd probably be sad too, honestly.
Yeah, I guess so. It's just kind of cool to see, especially because, you know, we the North.
Well, like, Detroit's not too far from Canada, right? Like, Canadian
it's
fans
really
can
close,
make the drive,
actually.
Yeah, so
yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They have a pretty vocal fan base, though, and the Raptors do.
Yeah, they do.
So,
yeah, ever since they started to win.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess let's just see what happens with them. Hopefully they can turn it up a little. They started the season gangbusters, so.
Where did Drake go? We need Drake.
Drake's still there.
He's not there enough.
Just no one cares about Drake anymore. He ever since he airballed that. I think it was in a Kansas game. He, like, warmed up with them.
Yeah, and he shot
this
an air
year.
Ball.
Maybe Kentucky or something.
Yeah,
shot an
I
air
think it was
ball.
Kentucky. He's just a major.
Yeah, I don't think he's been the same guy since.
Other basketball news. Kevin Durant shut down indefinitely.
Yeah.
Thunder still on the verge of missing the playoffs. They're the eighth seed right now.
But yeah,
Suns,
but
Pelicans make it. Right behind them.
They'll make it.
I don't know. Probably. Westbrook, you know.
They've been great without Durant lately. So why should that be any different?
Just because the Pelicans and the Suns are pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's a great conference.
Yeah.
But it's a heavy, heavy blow to the team for sure.
It's a shame just because the Thunder look like they're going to play the Warriors in the first round if they hang on, and I really wanted to see Lil B in the front row of a Warriors game.
Why, chirping. Is he from California?
Yeah, he's from Northern California.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good. Yeah. But you got to think Durant will be at the game.
Yeah, but if he's not playing, then like I want to see like him chirp Kevin Durant in a game, and then Kevin Durant like miss a big shot,
like a little Spike Lee Reggie Miller.
Yeah, exactly.
Little
B Kevin Durant. That's like another level.
Yeah. Anyhow, we'll be back. We got to take our first break. See you.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum: rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, and we are back. You're still here?
Totally.
All right, and yeah, it's time to talk about a really hot button issue.
Let's talk. I like pressing hot buttons.
WrestleMania 31 coming up this Sunday.
You know, I've never watched professional wrestling before.
Oh, well, then this is probably not the right forum for you.
No, let's...
I was going to ask...
here, I'll pretend I know about sports.
Let's talk about the difference. You know, it's a big debate now. You know, is UFC the greatest fighting thing now, or is it boxing? But here's what I say. Everyone knows boxing's dead. So WWE versus UFC, what are the major differences? First of all, UFC isn't real.
It's true.
And WWE is very real. No, it's the opposite for anyone who wouldn't know.
I don't know.
No one.
I mean, is it really? UFC to me is just two hot, sweaty men like laying on top of each other. I mean, hot as in like physically they're sweating because they're
to me it's
athletic
just
activity. They're just like rolling around the ground.
Well, they're also
trying
to beat
each other.
They're trying to beat the shit out of each other.
It doesn't really look
that's
like
the
that
point.
To me.
That's the point.
It looks more passionate than that. It looks like there's an emotional connection between them. I don't know if I'd call it fighting.
Well, I don't think you know. You said you don't know about WWE. Clearly, I don't know about either. But I think, for real, the main difference is like the
one is acting and one is not.
Yeah, well, it's the fundamentals of it. One is for entertainment value completely, and the other one's more for like I don't know, like I don't
one's
know.
One's like a soap drawing opera, blood, and one is like chicken fighting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm a huge WWE guy. I've been watching it forever. I think it's hilarious. You've seen lately like a couple wrestlers cross over into UFC and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I mean, people say like, "Oh, WWE people are just actors. You know, they're so soft or whatever." But
well,
they can
true.
Do it.
I mean,
they
not
just
true.
Choose
they,
not
they still,
to.
They still take a beating. It's just
yeah,
like,
for
it's,
sure.
It's just pre-planned the outcome, and they're not trying to kill each other because it's. It's more about the spectacle than anything else.
It's more about the industry.
Yeah.
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 Another big difference is you can't do roids, right? And in UFC, you can't take steroids.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they test for substances.
Yeah, WWE, you can do whatever you like.
Well, you
I
need
think.
To do roids to make it in.
To make that image, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta be a big. Image. You gotta be a big dude.
Well, there are some people who are just fat. Like they're like the Big Show's like he's not. Completely huge fat or anything, he's like 400 pounds and he doesn't have like a six pack by any means.
How big is Brock Lesnar?
How big?
Yeah,
huge.
Yeah, he's a big, he was in UFC for
the
a while.
The guy has abs like on his forehead.
He won like the heavyweight
yeah he's
title in UFC.
I think he's the only one like ever to have like I'm not sure if he ever won the Olympics.
I think I want to say he did, but then I'm usually wrong when I say things. So
well, he's definitely won the UFC title or whatever.
Yeah, he did. I watched
he
that.
Carries the belt right now. He'll be fighting on Sunday against, what's his name? Starts with an R. Rob Reigns or something?
I don't know anything.
Ronald Reagan? No, not Ronald Reagan. Some dude who they say he's going to lose to just because the WWE is like a completely scripted thing.
Oh, yeah, because they want to make it. They want to piss off the fans so they can... hype the next event, basically. You need the roller coaster.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't know. I prefer WWE just because it's so lighthearted. Like, you can watch it without, you know, sort of... It's sort of you can watch it without many, I don't think inhibitions is the right word, but no boundaries, really. Like, you're not worried about the person's health.
I mean, you should
UFC,
be.
If you see a guy who's, like, who's
getting
pouring
pounded.
Blood, you're like, oh, that's real. Like...
I've actually watched a lot of UFC. I have a friend back home who would order all the big fights, and I'd go over there and watch.
Yeah.
I will say, while the UFC can be pretty entertaining, like, a good fight is pretty sick. Like, knockouts are huge. Jiu-jitsu is pretty interesting form of fighting. But at its worst, it's boring. It's just, you know, these long, drawn-up... They lose all their energy after the first, second round, and they're just kind of, like, holding on. It's like bad boxing, you know? Except they're, like, on the ground and, like, just kind of, like, stalling. Stalling for points. It becomes too technical, and it's not that a bad fight in the UFC is not that entertaining to watch unless you're in it for the technical aspect, which I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm watching to watch people get knocked out or Anderson Silva to break his leg or. You know.
And there are no bad fights in WWE.
Yeah, because it's not.
And like
that's the point
in UFC, you can't even like look under the ring and pull out a chair.
What's the point?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you never see, like, Buried Alive, UFC.
You never see Dana White go in the ring and start, like, throwing punches.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Professional wrestling, like the Romans used to do or whatever, is an Olympic sport. It's an Olympic sport. They have, like, Roman wrestling or whatever. So, between WWE and UFC, will either of them, I think I know the answer.
Become
one
an
of
Olympic
them,
sport?
Yeah. I could see UFC, actually.
Becoming bigger
one.
And
they
bigger.
Have, they have judo. They have.
It's all different fighting styles. That's what's interesting about it is you can bring whatever.
Yeah. Are you allowed to bite?
No.
No?
No. I think you
sure?
used to be able to, like, way, way, way back when it was, like, really underground. But no, you can't bite. You can't
you
bite. You can't do any. You can't pull on fingers or anything like
what
that.
What about, like, below the belt type
no,
stuff?
No, you can't do anything like that. No.
You can't punch people in the dick?
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that.
What
that's not cool.
Do they wear any padding?
I don't think they do. They might wear
a cup. Probably
they might wear cups, but I don't even think they do.
Don't you think that's kind of cheating?
Wearing a cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they wear mouth guards.
Yeah, so they don't get knocked out as easily.
Yeah, right. And also, like, what if your tooth goes into your brain?
Yeah, and then you die.
Yeah, it's just too savage for me.
Well, yeah, well, it's like cockfighting. It's like.
Yeah, it's like human chicken.
It's like Pokemon
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess so.
Except Pokemon.
Except no one can, like...
Except they're all Machokes.
Light people on fire.
Like, yeah. You can't light people on Machokes fire. They're all Machokes, and they're all using a
seismic toss. I don't know. There's a couple of Machamps out there.
Oh, there's a couple.
Yeah.
Some Hitmonlees.
So what would the WWE people be more like?
They're more like...
Probably Jinx.
Yeah, I was going to say Mr. Mime.
Yeah, Jinx and Mr. Mimes. Maybe Dittos.
Yeah, Ditto. Yeah, definitely.
So we've accomplished a lot.
Yeah, this has been a pretty good conversation.
Yeah, but we got to take a break here.
Are you sure?
We'll be back with our main dude, AK.
After this short message.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We back in here.
Yeah, we have our special guest in the house. What's up, AK?
What's up? I'm good. How you guys doing?
Oh, we didn't ask how. I guess okay. We're doing pretty good. Better now that you're here.
Well,
thanks for coming, first of all.
Well,
thank you for having me.
And I think this is going to be the best time we've ever had in Studio B.
Probably the most exciting interview we've ever done.
You're lucky that we have pop filters today.
Yeah, I feel
we
like
haven't
royalty.
Had them lately, and they're great.
Yeah, you guys doing some serious upgrading.
Yeah, you're definitely a royal with us. let's get down to the interview. Do you like sports?
I do.
Which kind?
All of them, man.
All of them?
Yeah. Just the competitive nature of it is what really gets me into it.
Do you have a favorite sport?
My favorite sport to play is basketball. My favorite sport to watch, actually, is probably American football.
That's
a
right.
Recent thing.
Yeah,
who's your favorite team?
I gotta say the Patriots. You know
that is quite a coincidence.
How much are you paying him to say that?
Why? What do you like about the Patriots?
I've just been following them for a couple of years now, so I'm
Sean
sort of
about
the relationship with them.
Gun.
What about the team?
I'm
what about the team?
Right now.
You know, do you enjoy like what?
What about the team?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just a great team. You know, I mean, everyone on the team is.
Yeah, we all know the Patriots are great.
Well, let's keep talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always down to talk about the Patriots. I know Sean is.
Well, we can have you back on when the CFL comes
on.
Well,
we can't get him on the. We can't get him back if we don't talk about the Patriots first.
No, you can come back. You can actually co-host the show with me.
I'm down with that.
We understand you make rap music.
I do that
sometimes.
You're
a wordsmith.
Yes.
Spitter of hot fire.
Only the hottest heat.
What's the rap game like in Vancouver?
It's weak. Tell
it's
the truth.
Pretty
it's
weak.
Pretty weak.
Yeah, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Especially compared to the East Coast.
I turned down.
What do you mean East Coast? Like East
like,
Coast Canada?
Yeah, East Coast Canada.
Do you know like, that as a fact?
I do. I know for a fact that in Toronto there's a lot more happening of a hip hop scene.
That's where Drake is.
Exactly.
Well, that's
yeah.
What you need to be our Drake.
I mean,
put it on other people. Step up to the plate.
I mean, that wasn't a. It wasn't me saying that I'm going to the East Coast. I'm just saying that's the current environment.
We'll make that environment here. I'm sick of this.
Yeah, as
am
I.
Sick of no rap game.
You know, I'm glad to hear your passion. You know, you should you could help me build something here. You rap sometimes, don't you?
Oh, on occasion.
There you go.
So I'm going to test your skills here.
Okay.
I'm going to say a word, and you tell me a word that rhymes with it.
Oh, all right.
Okay, you ready?
Here we go.
Can I also participate
in
this?
Yeah,
I'll
okay.
go for it. Basketball.
Ask a hall. All
right. There you go. That wasn't a word.
Trash get tall.
There you go.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask. Okay. I see. Okay, second word.
All right.
Oklahoma.
Go to Roma.
Give me the phone, Ma.
Glass ceiling.
That's
two words.
Bad feeling.
Pass.
Okay. Yeah, you get one pass. How about crematorium?
It's a hard one. I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay. There's only one word left after
that. Oh, wait. Can I actually have something now.
Okay, you can go.
Street Emporium.
Woo.
Pass.
Okay,
I'll take
so
his
you've
pass.
Lost the game.
Oh, I know. I took his pass.
Okay. Last one. Banana stand.
Ooh. Bandana man.
Wambama stand.
Yes, the Independent Republic of Wambamistan.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite countries to visit.
I knew an exchange student from Wambamistan.
Yeah. Well, Great guy.
You must be... you've proven your worth to me. That's for sure. So, who's your favorite rapper?
Eminem.
You mean E. Minem.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people pronounce it wrong. That's actually the correct pronunciation.
All right. you have anything you want to ask?
Yeah, I do. Why don't you hit us with a verse that something you've been working on or something? Sure. Something fresh. Hit us
sure.
with just like
drop him a beat.
Just a couple.
No,
I don't need
the
beat.
Acapella.
I'll rap something that I've been writing recently. Here we go.
We'll put a beat over it later.
No, sure. Won't. Yeah, you guys are producers. All right, here we go. Many are chosen, but few get the call. Every one room, what you need is gall. Can I curse?
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Why not?
Keep it 200 like stuff in the oven with dozens of muffins that you need to thaw. Fuck with the summer, don't bloom in the fall. Suffering buffers and suitors are small. Love to get stuff to use on the human, assuming the roof isn't too minimal. So that's all you get for free.
Well, that was great.
Thank you.
That was all right.
You really could have said whatever you wanted under the sun because it's too fast anyway.
Because no one's listening?
Yeah.
No one
probably
understood. Listening.
Just, no one's listening.
But yeah, that's just a taste. Do you have a Bandcamp or
I have a SoundCloud.
Okay. What is it?
It's a palindrome. Spelled PALENDROAM.
So you just go, is SoundCloud like a place you go or
the cloud?
It feels like it.
So if I write down palindrome on a sheet of paper and throw it up,
uh-huh.
Nothing will happen, right?
No, that goes straight up into the SoundCloud. That's how that works.
Oh, I see. That's what like Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton were all
This is the stupidest interview.
okay, so that's palindrome at soundcloud.ca.
Yeah, that's not how it works, though. You just have to go to SoundCloud and type in palindrome.
Right. We understand you have an album dropping someday.
that is correct, somewhere in the future.
Do you think, what's going to happen first, your album drop or Patriots winning a Super Bowl?
Oof.
Let's be real, AK.
Probably the Patriots, honestly.
Yeah, that's probably.
I'm going to have to drop some mixtapes before an album, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about mixtapes or Canucks playoff win?
Mixtapes, man. I got to be honest. I love the Canucks.
A serious playoff
win. Yeah, but team hasn't been quite as strong as they were when they made it to the playoffs and almost won a title.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
Yeah. I got to say.
Yeah, they're shit, mate. They're shit.
They're shoot. They're shoot.
They're
this is a clean show. Only the guests can cuss on the show. Not us. We're better than that.
We're above the influence.
Yeah. We'll be back in a second. Okay, you stay there.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail
time.
The mail's here.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
It appears we have zero. There's a thing. There's a thing. There's an excuse that we have. So, last week we expressed a question, we opened a forum for people to email the show about, and some member who shall remain nameless went on and sabotaged our show, so it didn't get played until last morning. So we got no mail because no one heard the show until a day ago, and the question was regarding something that had already happened by the time the show went on.
Yep.
So, we said shall remain nameless, but we don't know. We actually don't know who it was.
You know, all we have to do is look at what played during our slot.
That's true, actually.
And fucking send them some emails. I'll send them an email.
We're really not the type of people you want to mess with.
Yeah. That's a threat.
It's not a threat.
It's a promise.
Yeah, it's just a fact.
Yeah.
And so, no emails. This week, but we did have an abundance last week, so that was cool. Here's a new question. I think we're going on at the right time this week, so new question. Here it is. If you could have any athlete be your dad and or your mom, who would you want them to be? So email us the answer to that. Pick an athlete to be one or both of your parents,
or you could even go two moms, two dads, whatever. It's the 21st century. Sports is fun on CITR at gmail.com. So you let us know. And now it's time for your consideration. You want to go first?
Yeah.
All right, go.
Okay, so suddenly all sporting arenas are banned and demolished. Where would each of the...
Oh, no.
Yeah, where would each of the major four sports be played?
What do you mean?
So, like, they have to be...
Where? Like, what city?
No, or? They have to be played in, like, some kind of environment that occurs.
So, like, so instead of a baseball diamond somewhere else?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go... Let's pick, like, AK will do one, I'll do one, you do one, and then AK will do another or something.
Okay, I'll go first.
If anyone has two, then...
I'll answer my own question. I think baseball's got to be played in an alleyway.
Yeah, that's...
Alley baseball is sick.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Like,
got it. I mean, empty lot is, like, too easy. Alleyway makes it so there's no such thing as a home run. It's just to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hit it straight or you're not going to get far. There's always, like, broken window possibilities. I think that's a pretty good location for baseball, especially professional.
Like, a broken window is, like, an RBI or something?
It'd be, like, a foul. It'd be like a pop-out. Mm-hmm. Break a window, you're out. Suspended.
I think you should play NBA games in the middle of offices. So they'd have to be more agile, and it would be more fun for the people in the office. And they would sort of... You know, like, you hear complaints like, oh, like, he's in my cubicle today, like, or he's messing me up, he's in my space, so people would definitely respect space better.
So what would the baskets be? Trash cans? Like, we're talking, like office, like
trash cans, that would be, like, 10 feet up.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, just for efficiency's sake, saw the bottom off, just so the ball would fall through, and you can keep going. So, AK, you gotta pick football or hockey.
Oof. Let's go with football.
And where would you play it?
I think I would play football.
Where would you have professional teams play?
Yeah, in? professional teams should play in the cafeteria.
Cafeteria?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, you know, easy access to, you know, refreshments, food after the game.
Yeah, you could have pigskin while throwing the pigskin.
Exactly. And, I mean, that's what's really missing from the NFL right now anyway.
And hockey? One last one.
Hockey's got to be played in a pool.
Like a frozen pool?
No.
No?
No, I mean, I think the temperature of the water can vary.
Well, the puck is sort of like a... The puck is like a flat rock, kind of, so you could skip your shots. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Imagine trying to swim in goalie gear.
I can't.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be great drama. The teams further down south... Just like a whole new element to the game.
Well, they'd probably be better because they're more used to swimming in pools.
So imagine if, like, a team up north got like home ice in the playoffs. It's huge.
Yeah, it is huge.
Yeah.
Wow, what a here's my four-year consideration for the day. If you could write an autobiography for any athlete / anyone affiliated with sports today or all time, who would it be?
Can I take this one first?
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd have to be Metta World Peace.
All right. That's...
Yeah.
And why?
I mean, any man who makes
the
a sacrifice,
friend.
Changing his name to something like that, he clearly really believes in something beautiful, you know, so I'd love to get his perspective.
That's true. He would have a neat perspective.
Oh, yeah.
What was the question again?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm sitting so close to you.
Something about sports?
Yeah. If you had to write an autobiography.
Oh, autobiography. Got it.
Okay. Sports-related guy. Yeah, let's go quick because we're
Barry Manilow. No, it's not sports.
It's not sports. Not even close, actually.
Let's do Aaron Hernandez.
Okay, I'm not even gonna ask why. I would do.
Would it not be interesting though? Would it not be interesting?
Yeah, I guess it would.
There you go.
Know. It'd be like kind of be like a mystery movie or something.
Yeah.
I would do probably Gary Bettman, just to see what life is like being hated by
being
everyone.
That shitty of a person.
Yeah, we got to sign off here, so a little birthday wishes quickly. Danica Patrick, happy 33rd birthday.
Do more.
Here's more. John Stockton, epic point guard, happy 53rd. AK, you want to read one off there?
Let's see. What is that? VJ.
Not a job.
Mike Vanderjack, kicker, former kicker of the Colts.
And Eli Manning's brother, happy 39th.
Yeah, get some Super Bowl rings. You can't even get as many rings as Eli Manning. Come on now.
Come on, man.
Come on. You must be a pretty shitty quarterback.
All right, AK, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me again.
And come back anytime.
I will.
Okay. That's it. Bye-bye. I want it, I need it to make me feel heated. Take it, can't take it, let's break it, break it, I'll bear with our saviors. Responsibility's cool, but there's more things in life. Like getting your dick, wrote all fucking nuts.